Let's talk about other issues this morning, and I'm always very, very happy to welcome Chris Lewis, former commissioner of the OPP, into the conversation. Nice to have you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, so the OPP, which, as mentioned, you used to head, has revealed that they're going to be doing mandatory alcohol or breathalyzing tests on people, even if they're pulled over for something else. So you pull somebody over for speeding and you're going to breathalyze them. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, because the authority's been there for a few years, so they have been able to do it legally, but they've still used officer discretion. Now they're saying everybody they stop will blow into the roadside screening device, which really, if you fail that, then that gives the police grounds to bring you in for a breath test. If you haven't been drinking, you got nothing to fear whatsoever. So it's going to be interesting. In other countries where they have done this, it's reduced impaired driving greatly. More so, the statistics around deaths and injuries and crashes have reduced like 50%. So, you know, that's, yeah, maybe a little short-term pain in terms of a little longer stop when you get pulled over for something. But if you haven't been drinking, who cares? And if it makes the world safer, then so be it.
Now, I think everyone appreciates the Supreme Court upheld the, you know, that it's not a charter violation to do roadside sobriety tests, but this kind of takes it to another level. Do you think this will withstand a challenge?
I don't know. That's yet to be seen. I think that, you know, the literature I've read so far, it talks about the fact that police can pull you over just to see if you have a driver's license. Police can demand you show an insurance card. So they're saying police have the authority to demand you prove you're not drunk. And so once again, if you don't drink and drive, you have nothing to fear. So the people that are screaming and hollering about this, really, is it because they want to drink and drive and don't want to get charged, you know, or is it that extra 30 seconds or a minute at the side of the road is going to ruin their life? I don't know. But I think it's all about public safety and trying to reduce impaired driving and reduce deaths and injuries. So how is that a bad thing?
I'm kind of curious, given your experience of having headed up the OPP, what do you think rank and file officers feel about this? Because it goes from being you're assigned today to, you know, hold up a radar and bring people over and write them tickets. Now you're also going to have to breathalyze them. Do you think they're going to welcome that?
I think some will complain just because they complain, you know, that's just life. But really the reality is that's their job. So you're going to ask for their driver's license. You're going to have a look at them and you're going to say, blow in this thing. And all that does is if they fail, is allow the officers to bring them back to the detachment. So it's not necessarily going to really change their life big. And if their goal is to keep the highway safe, then that's what they're contributing to. So they shouldn't be concerned at all.
Thanks a lot for this. Always a pleasure.
You too, John. Have a great day.
That's Chris Lewis, our public safety analyst.